Yes?
I'm sorry, the speaker on 9-1.
Yeah. Well, I want to congratulate you. Did a wonderful job on Ida.
Well, Ida was a fair lady today.
Yes, sir. Well, we did a little work, and I think it worked out pretty good. Now, I told Halleck that I want to talk to him on foreign aid after I talk to these foreign aid boys. And I said, now, I've read all your speeches, and before you get committed, I don't mind your playing politics on everything but foreign policy. But you said that foreign policy ought to be bipartisan. And I agreed with you, and I went along with Eisenhower. And Eisenhower asked more every damn year than I asked this year, and I didn't ask any more this year than you and Otto Passman said we ought to have last year. And matters are worse this year than last year, so I want to talk to you before you get your people riled up and committed. So he said he would.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether he will or not, but I just want, I mean, he'll talk with me, but I say I don't know whether they'll do any good or not. Anyway, I wanted you to know it before you just keep it quiet and so forth. Now, they got a poverty thing. They're getting it messed up. They all...
We've got Frank Thompson here with me now and Jim O'Hare.
Yeah.
Jim O'Hara.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to talk with them.
All right.
I wanted them to talk with you.
All right. I won't talk to them. Put them on.
I'll put Frank Thompson on and Jim. Apparently, there's some fellow by the name of... Fuller is doing some governing of the world.
Yeah, that's right. He's going around to everybody.
And the NEA, you know, the goddamn them, they've been there for years. They were the ones that licked the higher education.
That's right. But they've got everybody in the country wiring now because it was a terrible mistake for them to start changing the damn bill. They ought to do it.
Well, goddamn, the NEA, well, I thought they had broadened somewhat.
Well,
everything was settled until Fuller and the NEA moved in, they tell me.
No, what moved in, John, when Kerry moved in to rewrite the bill, that's what got it screwed up.
Well, here's Frank anyway, Mr. President. Okay. Frank and Jim understand basically the situation.
Right.
I've discussed it with them.
Right.
But I wanted you to talk, them to talk with you,
okay.
And then I'll talk with you after. I got another report to make with you, to you on the other matter.
All right.
Wait a minute, Mr. President.
President.
Yeah.
Thank you, first of all, for that wonderful speech in Atlantic City.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it. I hope you didn't mind me coming back and mentioning you a little bit. I want to draw a little attention to
you. Oh, not at all. And Mrs. Johnson was just wonderful.
Well, thank you, Frank. Frank, we can't change that bill. We sent up there. If for no other reason, symbolically, they say the Pope changed it. They're already saying it's a Pope to Spellman to down. I ran into it today at lunch. They've got every man worked up, and it's already, they may have already killed it. I don't know. What we got to do, in my judgment, is this. Shriver is a Catholic, and he's going to administer that bill, and he's going to make no distinction between any city that wants anything approved. He can make them do it, whatever he wants to, or he doesn't approve it.
Yes, sir.
That's number one. Number two, I'll support him all the way, just like we did in the NYA days. We'll make them go through the boards and make them take care of them where they have them. We can even put language in the report that you want in the bill. It'll take care of the same thing. But if we allow these crackpot preachers to get in here and say the Pope has rewritten the bill, and we got a Catholic administering, we got a Catholic writing the bill, and the Rules Committee made him rewrite it, then we haven't got a stinker's chance. We won't get a third of the votes.
We do. That's right.
And now what you got to do is get a hold of Kerry and get a hold of Tip O'Neill and get a hold of Jim Delaney and put a paragraph in that report buried down there where the administrator's got to see that the school boards treat every child of every religion, of every race, equally. And then Shriver, under his authority to approve or not approve, can do just exactly like we do now. We won't give a war plant unless they agree not to discriminate. And he can say to them, we won't do this unless you do this for St. Anne's.
Yeah.
Or we won't do this unless you do this for St. John's.
Yeah.
And I've told Walter Jenkins and my folks that, and I told Bob Pogan, Wright Patman, all of them were up in arms today, just moving around there, and I said, now just get the Pope's not coming here to take over yet. I said, Spellman had...